Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan.
When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
Take it easy, champ. Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
Yeah, I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. In the studio with me, it's Cole Duran, regional director. We say Duran or Duran?
Duran.
Duran, okay.
Just like Duran. So Duran.
Yeah, yep. The hair fits too.
Yeah.
National Credit Care is regional director for it. National Credit Care started with as a grassroots approach to helping, well, most Americans, let's just go with that number at the moment, with the credit inaccuracies that that sit on our credit reports. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Great to be here. But credit, it's huge. You're hearing numbers, 60% of all credit reports, 80% of all credit reports, 1/3 of all credit reports, whatever the case. You know, all these credit reports, they have miscellaneous, erroneous errors on them.
Sure. I just to give you a quick example, the first house we bought here, this is back in 94. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, I had back in 1981, had a $4 parking ticket in Kalamazoo that was now a $30 collection, and I had to go fix that. And I went to Kalamazoo, and they went, well, yeah, you paid the $4 ticket in 1981. There is no collection. Mm-hmm. But it was sitting on my
still
report,
sitting there on your
keeping
report.
Me from buying a house.
Exactly. And people don't realize, you know, it's always the case where you go to buy your home, they pull the credit report, and there you see it. You finally see, oh, that's not supposed to be there. Or, you know, you see a lot of divorce-related issues. Oh, that belongs to my wife. Or that belongs to my husband. He's supposed to take care of that. So it comes up all the time. And unfortunately, people don't get prepared and look at the credit report before they get their home. They go in to get the home, and that's when it comes up kind of a shock to them.
Well, and CFPB credit, the three credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, generally, they're all combined. The largest number of complaints by the CFPB, however long the CFPB still exists, because their change is coming down up there. 52% of all credit report data is actually medical related, I saw in a recent study. And the three agencies have been talking about fixing this for 25 years plus, and it still doesn't change much. You'll find somebody who spells their name like yours.
Yep.
On a regular basis. Well, I once, at a closing last year, I had to explain how a 21-year-old, he had to explain, right, who was buying his first house, had not lived or owned 10 other houses that he would have had to buy when he was 12 in different parts of the country because it was, you know, it was a common name. It's really kind of silly. Now, National Credit Care helps folks understand their credit report. We'll give you consultations on it. Work directly with creditors to help fix errors or get things removed. Because I will tell you, and I've been working in this business for 20 years, trying to get by yourself stuff fixed on your credit report, it's more than a second job.
And say goodbye to your life.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your life.
Yeah, especially if you work a 9-to-5 job, the hours get really hard to find to fix that too.
Exactly.
So what's it like when somebody works with Care Credit?
Well, from the get-go, you know, they get that first credit analysis, you know, and that's a breakdown from, you know, start to finish of their report. Now where my competitors are starting and stopping, they're just working on the negative items. That's only factoring into 35% of your score.
Right.
All right, we're actually coaching on the other 65% being your positive credit. Okay, your loans, your credit cards, what to pay, what not to pay, how much to pay. I mean, it boils down to...
Oh, sure.
You know,
because, for instance, on the credit cards, if you're near your limit all the time and not ever getting it down, then your score is going to drop really fast. On the other hand, if you have open credit cards with no balances and you never use them, your scores aren't really going up either, right? Is that correct?
Essentially, what it boils down to is, you know, kind of the balances on the other accounts that you're working with, what type of credit cards you have, what type of loans that you have. The misconception, generally, you know, you have loans and then you have credit cards. You know, people think that, hey, I need to make sure I'm making my large payments on my loans. Meanwhile, their credit cards are maxed out.
Right.
And credit cards not only factor into that 35% of your payment history, but also 30%, which is amount owed. every month. That's utilization. Yeah. And monthly, if you're over 50% of your credit limit, you're dropping your scores.
Right.
You're dropping your scores. And a lot of the times people, you know, they max out their credit cards and they make nice, you know, $25 minimums. Hey, I'm making my payments on time. That's great. You are helping your score out in that 35%. But,
but not the other 30.
It's even itself out. You know, you're gaining points and losing points.
Right. And on top of which, if you've got a $3,000 credit card and you're only making that minimum $25 payment, you're essentially going to be 30 years to pay it off because all you're really paying on is the interest for that past 30 days. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about what it's like. Every case is individual. It's different for everybody, but on some averages, how long does it take to help fix somebody's credit?
Right now, we're averaging 20 to 24 points a month. And that's what we're averaging as far as an increase in credit scores. We can't drop scores. You know, we're only working on the negative accounts that are already on the credit report. But it boils down to, you know, what kind of negative accounts, like you said, what we're working on. Are we working on collections? Are we working on charge-offs? Are they, you know, charged off installment loans versus charged off credit cards? What's the date of last activity attached? You know, when's the last time that you made a payment? Is it paid off? Is it unpaid? Are we working on public records, judgments? Is it a large balance? Do you have to set up a proof of payment rate? You know, I can go all day. But, you know, it just depends on the negative accounts that we're looking for. And that's what we break down on that initial credit analysis. We let them know, hey, we're going to have some really good success here. You know, medical collections, things like that. That's our bread and butter. When that file exchanges hands, it gets sold. Over and over again.
Right. And shows up three or four times.
Yep. Exactly. Right. So it's dinging you several times, like you just said, on your credit report. We just hold the creditor accountable. You know, the collection agency or the creditor, whoever the case, whoever owns the debt, we hold them accountable. If they don't have a complete file for you and we locate some kind of mistake, inaccuracy, lost paperwork, you know, a lot of the times that's what the case is, especially with medical, they're notorious.
Yeah.
But if we do locate a mistake or an inaccuracy by the Fair Credit Reporting Act, it's got to come off. So we use the bureaus because they, you know, they hold the candle and they hold the torch at what's on your credit report, what's not, what comes off, what stays. All right, the creditors have no say. So we work through the bureaus put a time frame on the creditors, and we use that against them. Hey, you don't have the proper material, the documentation within this 30 days. Well, it's going to have to come off the credit report.
You and I were just watching John Oliver on Credit Report. You had to go out and watch the one on collection agency. He talks about where he actually went out and bought like $15 million in medical collections for $60,000 and then forgave him at the end. What he got by email was a spreadsheet, in just an Excel spreadsheet, name, address, social security number, debt amount, phone number, and email for all these people. And just, you know, they sent it to them by email, just out there open and kind of scary.
Exactly. It's, you know, it's very easy. You know, they don't keep a complete file. And to be frankly honest, if you can try to imagine how many medical, you know, accounts are out there, I mean, medical bills and collections, there's
right.
too much.
It's almost 80% of bankruptcies in the country, and it is 50% of all of the things showing on people's credit reports around the country. 52% of it is essentially medical collections.
Mm-hmm. They're out there. They're everywhere. And that's, you know, again, our bread and butter. So I lick my chops when, you know, I see reports like that. I know the clients aren't really satisfied with where their scores are when they start with us. But once I, you know, break down that initial analysis, let them know, hey, this is what you're going to look like 3, 4, 5 months down the road with our service, with our help. You know, we give them excitement. We get them, you know, back on their goal, which is to get a home loan. A lot of these clients, you know, when they go to get that home, they're denied. They get, you know, a little upset. It's hard. You know, you're wanting to dream homes, things like that. And someone, you know, tells you can't do it. You know, so you're a little sad and you're down in the, a little gloomy. Our credit analysis is what gets you kind of, you know, perks you back up and get you pumped up and getting that home. We get you a game plan. Point A to point B, this is what you need to do with your positive credit. Here's how to utilize credit cards. Any credit information that we can share with our, you know, clients, we're going to do it.
That's great counseling that, you know, unfortunately it ties into some personal financial responsibility that we don't teach in elementary, middle, or high school either.
Exactly.
And we generally, for that matter, really don't teach it in college either. If your parents didn't teach you, and a lot of our parents couldn't teach us because they didn't know. It's really important to, I mean, half of all employers these days are pulling your credit report to see where it's at. If you're renting, your landlord may be pulling your credit report. It's almost more employers pull credit reports than are requiring drug tests these days.
It seems like it. Right?
And if you don't see it, if you don't understand how it works, you can think you're going along just fine. But then you're right. Your scores are not going to be high enough to buy a house. When it comes to mortgages, the average middle score needs to be around 620. Now, there are some places doing down to, for FHA loans, doing down as low as 580. We're not, just because FHA status says 90% of those people end up in foreclosure again. There's a reason you were a 585 or a 590, and until you learn how to maintain your score so at least you can hang up in the 640s or more, then chances are you're not going to be able to manage a new house as well. But rents keep going up. So,
and that's why our program is so effective, you know, because we're deleting your negative, you know, accounts, remarks, whatever's on the report, but we're coaching you. We're coaching you on how to build credit long term. You know, and that's pretty much it breaks down to loans versus credit cards. Yeah. You know, if you're trying to, you know, build scores on utilizing just loans, it's going to collapse at some point in time. You know, you pay it off eventually, right? Any type of loan,
well,
whether it's 10, 20 years, you pay it off and you lose some positive payment history because you close, you know, the account closes.
Yeah.
You need to start building these, you know, these credit scores on a credit card, you know, months of positive payment history on a credit card. You know, they don't have a closing date. You can have a credit card open for 10, 20, 30 years. And just every 12 months of good payments, that's another year's worth of positive payment history you're stacking into your score.
I tell folks regularly, too, for instance, who need to do that because maybe there isn't any active account showing on there. Even a $500 credit card's a start. You know, but A, don't let it get over 250, but B, I use that in the sense of instead of using my debit card to pay when I fill up the gas tank and there goes $30, use the credit card, then go back to your bank and pay it off. You log in online, you look at your checking account or your savings account every month and see how you're doing or where cash flow is and just run instead
10%,
of using
10% right. of your credit limits where you want to be. Each and every month, use 10% of your credit limit, wait for your billing date, make the payment. It doesn't have to be all the way to zero. You can pay it off though.
Yeah.
And then next month, rinse and repeat. Go out and do it again.
I see so many people who, nothing against Dave Ramsey personally, but because they told him to not carry any debt and pay everything off, now they don't have any scores.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you can buy a house if you don't have any scores, but you're not going to get the best interest rates. And it's going to take a lot more work to get you to buying a house as opposed to if you just manage your credit well. National Credit Care, just like it sounds, .com is the website. Is there an 800 number? How do we get started if I'm interested?
Absolutely. And it's 866-595-6313. And that's going to take you over to our credit consultation team, where you can speak to any representative. I used to be one of the representatives you spoke with over the phone. But you're going to speak to our team. They're going to, you know, break it down with you. We have the means to look at a credit report without, you know, hurting your scores, without an inquiry. It's not a hard pull. It's a soft pull. We can take a peek at your credit report and we'll break down, hey, are you going to be a good fit for my program or are you not going to be a good fit? You know, there's, you know, about 5% of the people that I speak with aren't a good fit. You know, I actually turned down somebody last night, but I still gave him his, you know, grade A game plan. You know,
sure.
He knows
this
exactly
is what you need to do.
Exactly. So on his end, he knows he just needed to, you know, pay down his cards. He only had a couple late payments. That was it. No collections, no charge-offs, no public record, just a couple lates and maxed out credit cards. He just needed to pay them down. I gave him a couple, you know, tips, quick avenues to gain some quick points that he knows he'll take. But hopefully in a couple months, he'll be able to close on that loan. And that was, again, without utilizing my service. They're still, my consultations are free. All our consultations are always free. So at least, you know, take advantage of that. You know, come, you know, call in, speak to a specialist.
Yeah. Get started.
Exactly. We'll break down. Even if you don't start up with us, you'll still at least, you know, know where you're at. You'll know what's on your credit report, what's not. You'll know what to do, you know, what not to do. We'll break down for you so that way you can start getting your, you know, financial well-being back in order. Start getting on top. You know, this is absolutely huge. What credit scores, they affect your car insurance, your monthly auto payment, your monthly mortgage, your credit card and your interest rate.
Everything that you're borrowing is tied to your credit scores.
Everything is tied to your credit scores. So if you can imagine, you know, getting yourself up to a, you know, the difference between a 600 and 680 is roughly $120,000 on a 30-year mortgage.
Right.
$120,000 on a 30-year mortgage. Sure. And that's just 80 points. So you're down there in the 400s and 500s, and we're going to get you 600, 700 scores. We're saving you hundreds of thousands of dollars on interest.
Not only
on
that life of loan, but the car insurance, the home insurance. You know, a lot of folks don't understand, for instance, that let's say I have a minor credit card and I make one 30-day late. Well, every other credit card I have can immediately jump my rates to the max that they're allowed because I just demonstrated that, you know, that I'm having a hard time paying my bills on time or I can't, whatever happened there. The old excuse of, oh, I didn't get the bill in the mail, that doesn't fly. Because today, you know, everything's electronic anymore. Whether you're pulling it up on your phone or you're pulling it up on the internet, that just doesn't, the dog ate my homework. That just
it doesn't fly anymore.
That doesn't work. And it is and not only hundreds of thousands of dollars, as you said, on the mortgage, but it's hundreds of dollars on your car insurance and your homeowner's insurance. And then again, the interest rates that you get charged on credit cards too. How long have you been with the company? Because you started on the credit counseling side and now you're a regional director, which is great for a regional director because it means you understand.
Absolutely. I actually started in the analytics department.
Wow.
Analytics department. So I was drafting our investigations, communicating with the bureaus, going back and forth before. I read credit reports there. I probably read over 40, 50,000 credit reports in my time with the company 5 years ago. I got brought into the company actually by my VP of marketing. His name is Drew Martinez. He's on my team. You know, I've just surrounded myself with people people that have been there. They know what they're doing. They have a passion for credit. And believe me, it's a tough thing to kind of grow a passion.
You'd say passion for credit. Say passion for helping people improve their lives.
I mean, that's what
caught me. Because once you get it.
Exactly. You know? Once you figure it out, what you're actually doing, you're helping people get that smile on their face when they get that dream home.
Well, and once once the client figures it out.
Yeah.
You know, once they get it, you know you've changed somebody's life. Hopefully, you know, forever. I mean, life happens. There's car accidents, disease, death, things.
Family.
You know, life happens, mm-hmm. right. And then in that case, you ought to have life insurance too. But, you know, once somebody understands how to... I don't want to say manipulate the system, but use the credit system properly and utilize their credit in the way that is productive. That's a skill you don't ever forget.
So. Exactly. You know, to visually see the light bulb click over the phone. You know, when you can tell that they understand. Oh, you hear that? Oh, that's how this thing works. Exactly. You know, that's our goal when we're speaking to our clients is, hey, let's break these things down to where you understand them. That way, you know, you're not calling me next month. You know exactly what to do for the rest of your life. You know exactly what to do with credit, how to build it, how to continue to keep a high score without hurting it. You're going to know what damages you, what doesn't damage you, what you can do, what not to do. I mean, the biggest misconception out there is, you know, collection items, paying on collections. If you pay a collection, your scores will drop. And the reason is...
because they stop reporting.
once an item goes to collections, it's sold to collections, the balance stops affecting you.
Yeah.
Okay, now obviously if you're going for a loan, it's going to affect your debt-to-income ratio. But as far as your score is concerned, the balance is not affecting that score. It's how new that collection is. You can have a zero balance collection or a $10,000 collection. As far as the balance is concerned, they're hurting your score all the same.
Yeah.
The one that's actually hurting you more is whichever one's newer. And as you make a payment on collections, what happens is the data last activity updates, simply makes that that collection look new instead of old, drops your scores. And it'll stay on your credit report for 7 years from the day that you pay it off.
Right.
That's the thing. So you're paying your collections. You're naturally thinking, hey, I want a home. I need to eliminate my debt. Let's pay some of these collections off. You know, I'm only 5 points away. And then you pay your collections and
the scores drop because you're not using the other part that affects scoring as well. You know, one of the major problems we see all the time in credit reports is student loans, both in the sense of I'm a client right now that said it was in collections from 2012, except in 2012 it was paid in full and paid off. Navient and some of the other, there's another one that starts with an M. I think I can't think of it off the top of my head, but, you know, that it's almost like having a credit card over its limit because it'll say you owe $18,000 and the limit was $12,000, which is what you borrowed before the interest accumulated while you were in college. But that has that impact of, okay, I'm kind of over what I borrowed. So
yeah,
I don't know how we'll ever get them to fix that.
Exactly. And another thing that you see a lot of the times with student loans is, I only have one student loan, you know, and it's broken into several different loans on my credit report. And it's actually, you know, the reason for that is when you go to school, you know, you're in college,
every time you sign
semester,
a note,
it's a semester. You know, if you have one loan for that year, you have two semesters there, so it breaks it down. So if you went for 4 years, you're going to have eight different, you know, it's going to look like eight different loans. It's all still the same loan. They just break it down.
Yeah, individually.
Per semester. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Cole Doran, again, the website is nationalcreditcare.com, and just like it sounds, if you know how to spell National Credit Care, no spaces or hyphens in between there, .com. And the 800 number again, or the 866 number is?
866-595-6313.
See, I wrote it down wrong. 6313.
It's all right. It's all right. Yeah, and that's my team. That's my team. I keep 40 credit specialists housed at all times during the business hours. We are in Colorado.
Okay. Business hours then would be?
2 hours behind us.
Okay.
So we're in
10 a.m.
Mountain Standard.
Yeah.
Mountain Standard
Instead
time.
Instead of 8 to 5, it's like 10 to 8, 10 to 7 or something?
Exactly, 10 okay. to 7.
And weekends at all?
We do. I mean, our guys come in every weekend, but a lot of times that's when they're getting at the, you know, the investigations. They're doing the manual labor.
Sure, they're doing the background.
They're doing the background work, and so not a lot. You can't really call us on the weekends. We can schedule, you know, if you're speaking with one of our specialists, you guys schedule, hey, I'm going to come in on Saturday, speak with you. By all means, they do. We do that all the time.
But regular hours, yeah, exactly. I know. Just same here hours. From my office. So. Cole, thanks for coming in, and thanks for driving into town. I appreciate it, and continued success at helping people fix their credit.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.